brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff.
Welcome to Fitness Momentum, the radio show with your host, Coach Michael Merlino. Get ready to get moving with expert tips and tools that you can use to jumpstart, maintain, or ramp up your fitness routine. Whether you're just getting started with a fitness program, ready to take it to the next level, or train up for your next 5K or marathon, we have something to offer to all levels of fitness. Now let's get started. Here is Coach Michael Merlino.
Hello, TGIF, and welcome to show number 11. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and I'm a Houston, Texas-based fitness trainer and running coach. Today's show is sponsored by our friends at Run in Texas for a full menu of over 20 fun off-road races across the great state of Texas, including this weekend's Twisted X Brewery, Twisted 5K in Dripping Springs, Texas. Check out runintexas.com today. Before we get going on today's show, guys, I wanted to just go over a few reminders. If you missed any of my previous shows, you can stream them on demand on my Voice America Health and Wellness channel host page or from my websites. That would be at merlinofitness.com or inflightrunning.com. Find the Voice America player on the homepage. Click on the episode listing link. Choose the episodes you want, and you can listen right there from both of those homepages. Okay. You can also subscribe to the show in podcast format on iTunes for Apple and Stitcher app for those of you guys on Android. Just search for Fitness Momentum. And while you're on iTunes or Stitcher, subscribe to the show's podcast so that way you get new shows as they're recorded if you miss them live here on Fridays at 11 Central, okay? Like today's show on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/fitnessmomentum, or you can follow us on Twitter now, at Fitness Momentum. So let's get started on today's show. We're going to talk a lot about running today and specifically interval training. So I want to talk today about what every runner wishes for, and that's running faster and racing faster. So I don't think there's a runner that gets up in the morning and says, hey, I want to be slower today. So I know all you guys out there, regardless of what your pace is, regardless of where you are with your running or your walking for that matter, it's always nice to get faster. You burn more body fat doing that, and it's nice to continue to improve at the 5K to the marathon level too. So everyone's capable of running faster if they just execute the training right. So today I'm going to be sharing how to add interval training to the mix to get faster and to reach those new personal bests. So this would be hill training, speed work, some other things I'm going to throw at you today, okay? So during this first segment, we'll talk about what running foundation, what type of foundation things need to be in place to get more bang for your buck out of interval training. During segment two, we'll discuss different types of speed training and speed training workouts, hill training workouts, and how to kind of put them into play. Third segment, we'll get a little bit more into hills, talk about how a lot of these things benefit your racing. And looks like I've got a lot of email questions that came in today, so we'll be addressing your questions during today's show. Okay, so speaking of that, if you want to ask your question live on the show, you can call us during the show, 866-472-5792. That's 866-472-5792. Okay, runners, so who has a need for speed? I think everyone does. So we want to talk about running faster today. So I'm here to tell you that regardless of your skill level, you can run faster. You have to strategically do some things. It's no different than any sport. If you want to be a better tennis player, basketball player, you have to play more basketball, more tennis, and you have to probably play with people that are better than you, okay? With running, it's no different, but you're kind of competing with yourself. So you have to push yourself with these programmed interval workouts that force you to kind of get out of your comfort zone and work and you know, train a little bit harder than you normally would. And then what happens is your body acclimates to that overload, and before you know it, you're running faster. So that's where the rubber meets the road. For those runners that are willing to push it a little bit during those workouts, you will get improvement. If you do continually run the same pace all the time, which I see a lot of runners do, pretty tough to get faster doing that. So let's talk about interval training, because you hear this all over the place with weight training, with running, with many different sports. But today we're going to define it more so with running. So it's it's basically running much faster than your comfortable pace for a set distance or time. Okay, it also involves aggressively running up inclines, like doing hill workouts on hilly terrain or bridges and things like that. Okay, especially in the running world, since most of you guys are out there racing and running courses. So what you're basically doing with interval training, you're running faster up inclines for short distances, usually 100 meters to about a 1 mile repeat, maybe 1600 meters on the high end, with short sets of recovery in between. Different types of recovery. We look at here standing recovery, which would be literally standing there, catching your breath, stretching, waiting for the next interval. Or active recovery, where we keep you moving, but very, you know, it may be walking. It may be light jogging to get ready for the next interval, and then you hit it again, okay? So example of that on a track workout would be, you know, running 400 meters, which is one lap around a track, at about 80%, 85% effort, pretty fast, and then running an easy recovery lap, and then doing multiple sets of that for usually a shorter workout. We don't usually do more than about 5K worth of work. Yeah, they usually come in about a 50-minute workout, maybe about an hour if you add the warm-up and the cool-down in there, okay? Another example would be motoring up a hill in your neighborhood pretty hard, followed by an easy jog and then repeating that same interval with a warm-up on the front end, a cool-down on the back end, okay? So many benefits to interval training. They're going to hit. First off, it's going to make you faster. So if you're tired of the same pace and the same race times, intervals, if you add those consistently, watch what happens. You will get faster. I have lots of folks in my training group here who want to get faster. And guess what? The ones that consistently do interval training with our group in flight running here in Houston as a group with hills and speed, they just... I don't know how else to say it, guys. They crush the races. I mean, they usually improve dramatically with the race times, okay? So you get into it what you put into it. So it's going to jack up your anaerobic threshold, which allows improves your body's ability to shuttle oxygen to your working muscles through your bloodstream much faster, much more efficiently, so you can run harder, faster, okay? And I think more than anything, it gives you that confidence, that when it's race time and you've got a bib on and it counts, you know, you can pick up the pace and you can hit those pacing goals that you set out to do, you know, at your marathon, half marathon, or whatever race distance you're doing, okay? It allows you to do what Olympic medalist Jeff Galloway describes as calling up the monster. So if that clock is ticking and you want to bust a 4-hour marathon, a 5-hour marathon, a 30-minute 5K, you've got that added gear that you can call up and, you know, kick it and have that nice kick during racing too, which really helps. So who should do intervals? Pretty much anybody can do them. It's all relative to where you're at. I mean, I coach walkers here in the Houston area, and I've got them doing intervals with power walking in between. So, running a little faster than you normally do for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 400 meters, whatever, that is going to help along with that added recovery in between, okay? So anyone's that's getting, you know, just kind of bored of the same old workouts, I think a lot of folks out there, they're jumping out of the car and it's always the same pace. We're going to get into that later when we talk about your gears, using your gears, but you're just not going to improve doing the same thing all the time. You know, you've got to stick your neck out and run a little bit faster here and there. in little chunks with recovery, and that's what kind of helps get you to that next level. So if you want a little bit more intensity with your training, intervals will do that. It's going to improve your running form. It improves your leg turnover, your efficiency, your running economy. So that's a huge benefit. And it's great for off-season and in-season. And you can kind of tweak as needed depending on what you're training for too. And we'll talk about that later. So when and how to start intervals, you know, almost always, there's always a good time. There's never a bad time to start them. But, you know, you probably want to do it when you're injury-free. These workouts are more intense, so you definitely want to be close to 100%. You've already built in an adequate cardio base, so you wouldn't start interval training if you haven't been doing any running or any walking at all, okay? You really need to have a pretty good solid base over a few weeks. With total newbies, I like to do hill training first, increase this power and speed in the legs, and then we shift over to the track and speed workouts. You definitely want to have fresh shoes because you're running faster than you normally do. You know, you don't want to be running on a flat tire, so you definitely want to make sure your shoes are in good shape when you embark in interval training. Later, we'll go into workout design for some of these workouts too. But I definitely find a coach in your area that can coach you up on intervals. You know, like my group, In Flight Running, here in Houston. Maybe get some guidance or at least learn how to do some of these workouts. Okay. So, time to take a quick break. We're going to be taking listener questions today on interval training or anything on that's on your mind in regards to running. So you can email me at info@merlinofitness.com. That's info@merlinofitness.com. Or call us today at 866-472-5792. You can also join my free running newsletter. Just text InFlight to 22828. That's text InFlight to 22828. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion on intervals and get into the nuts and bolts of how to kind of design your own speed or track workout. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you been struggling to lose weight, get in shape, take your fitness to the next level, or train up for that next big event or race? Maybe it's time to hire a professional to help you build that momentum you need. Fitness trainer and running coach Michael Merlino can help you get back into the fitness game with results-driven programs focused on your health and athletic goals. Michael offers a wide array of services in the greater Houston area, including one-on-one and group strength training sessions and walking and running training programs to help you train for everything from a 5K to marathon level. He also offers metabolic testing, corporate wellness, lunch and learn sessions, and more. Live outside of the Houston area? No problem. Michael will soon be offering online fitness and run coaching services no matter where you live. For more information on Michael's programs and fitness services, check out both of his websites at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. You may also email Michael at info@merlinofitness.com or call him at 713-523-2577. Don't just race, run off the beaten path with Run in Texas. Run in Texas events take you on running adventures in great Texas destinations and reward you with good food, great beer, a post-race party, and t-shirts you're proud to wear. Run in Texas events happen all over the Lone Star State, from moonlit beaches to wooded trails, vineyards to microbreweries, and DFW to South Padre Island. Run in Texas has one goal, to create great running events in the coolest places in Texas. So don't just race, run in Texas. Check out our race calendar at runintexas.com.
follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN. The Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
You are listening to Fitness Momentum with Coach Michael Merlino. We want to hear from you on today's show. Call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you're not near a phone or listening on demand, send us an email to info@merlinofitness.com. Now, back to Fitness Momentum.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and you're listening to Fitness Momentum. Just a reminder that we're taking live email and phone calls today, guys, so you can email me during the show if you've got questions on running or specifically interval training today. You can email me at info@merlinofitness.com or call us at 866-472-5792. So during this next segment, I want to shift gears a bit and talk about specifically speed training. This would be track workouts and things like that, and how to design these and how to, you know, like more benefits of these and how to put all this together in your training program, okay? So before I get into how to put those together, I wanted to quickly talk about how these workouts fit in with your training season, especially for you guys that are training for the longer distance races. I call it the double-digit stuff, over 10-mile races. I would probably 10-mile, half-marathon, marathon-type distance, okay? Every town's different because, you know, normally what happens in your city, your training season is kind of dictated by when your hometown race is. Obviously, in the South here, a lot of our races are in the winter. If you live up north in the United States or where it's colder, a lot of your races are going to be sometime in spring, or late summer. Okay, so here in Houston, for example, our training season with my group in flight running, we start in late May, and we go all the way through the following February because a lot of our races fall in that January to February range here with the Houston Marathon. So, when I start a season, especially a marathon season, by design, even the intermediate and advanced runners, we don't really want them just blasting out interval training on week one. So we wait a few weeks, then we get them on the track, then we get them on the hills and start doing some of the intervals, okay? With true beginners, I highly recommend not doing any speed training at first. In fact, I recommend for my newbies, the ones that have never run a marathon or half marathon, running their first or a little clunky or don't have much base, I have them actually, if they do intervals with me, I recommend they do about 14 weeks of hill training. Okay, then that gets the legs strong, a little bit more powerful, a little more, get those climbing muscles going. And then from there, we shift them over to about 14 weeks of speed training. The idea there is get the legs strong. Then you get used to those hills, and then when you get on the flats, you feel like, you know, Superman, Superwoman. Plus, your body can tolerate that speed because your legs are a lot stronger. Okay, so that's what I'd recommend if you're going down that road. Times to back off interval training would be definitely a week before a major road race. I'm not a big believer you should be busting a track workout the day before or a few days before even a 5K or 10K. Okay. Some do that. If you do it, you definitely want to do it early in the week, like a Monday if you're going to race on a Saturday. But if you've done your work prior to that, you know, the track workout is only going to do a few days before. A shorter distance race is just going to do really nothing but maybe put some excessive load on the legs that you could really use that energy on race day, okay? Longer distance with marathons. Marathoners, half marathoners, I recommend backing off 2 to 3 weeks from the race. No need for speed at that point. You are who you're going to be on race day, and all you can do is get yourself injured doing too much too soon during, before your race, especially when you get into those peak week, those peak week miles, 20 plus long runs, things like that, when you're training for a marathon, okay? Biggest reasons, that runners jump in at intervals or ask me about intervals is, they want to improve their race times. They want to get faster. So once again, I mentioned this in the last show, but the key to racing, in my point or my opinion, is going, point to point from start line to finish. It's your job as a runner to figure out, based on the distance, knowing exactly what pace you can hold from going from point A, the start, to point B, the finish. So you don't have much left when you hit the finish line. That's the secret to racing, in my opinion. So that changes dramatically from the 5K to the marathon level, but intervals really help you with that dramatically, okay? I think intervals just give you this crazy body awareness, this body and pacing awareness. You literally become a human stopwatch because you're doing things really fast. You're looking at your watch a lot, and you're getting some awareness of what you can tolerate on the track. And I think that transcends over to your longer distance running too, okay, during the week. So over time, you just, in my opinion, become like a human stopwatch when you do a lot of these intervals. And then the longer stuff just seems smoother and seems a heck of a lot easier too, because your running mechanics improve dramatically when you run faster than you normally do and practice that, okay? Speed training, interval training, hills should be pretty, especially speed, should be specific to your race goal. So not every interval workout should be built the same, and it should be driven towards what your goal is. So for example, if you're a road racer at the 5K, 10K level, you could care less about marathons. You're going to probably be in that 100 meter to 400 meter range when you're doing your work on a track, okay? Compared to a marathoner who may start with short stuff. I don't like to start with anything shorter than a 200. And I get off the 200s pretty quick because I'm getting folks ready for 26.2. So 200 meters is not going to do me much, except maybe get them injured because they're running it too fast. So we start there, but we pretty quickly get into 400 meter, 800 meter. They hate it, but 1 mile repeats, 1600 meter repeats. And then so build upon that as you get closer to race day, okay? And I write my schedule specifically like that. So as you get closer to race, those interval, the length of those intervals goes up, okay? I see many coaches out there in our Houston area. I don't know about around the country, but they're just not doing track workouts that are specific to what the athlete's goal are. For example, why in the world would a marathoner want to be busting 100 meter sprints on a track when they're trying to get ready for a marathon? That's insane to me. And I've seen people get injured doing that. So I want to warn you about that. If you're training for marathons, there's no need for just crazy all out 100 meter sprints. They're just going to probably just get you in a doctor's office more than anything. So keep that in mind. For a 5K or maybe, never say never. So you don't want to train like a sprinter if you're a marathoner. You don't want to be, train like a marathoner if you're a sprinter is what I'm trying to get with that, okay? So you want to use your running gears, guys. So what interval training does, it gives you that overdrive gear. So when I plan my workouts with my runners, we look at E for easy pace on long runs, which is on, your endurance runs, your bread and butter training pace, which I call a T run, a pacing run on Monday, which is kind of a threshold run. We'll get into that a little bit. It's a form of intervals, okay? And then hills and speed is what I call like fourth gear, almost overdrive, where we're running faster and shorter chunks of time. And, with recovery in between, it's kind of like training wheels for a new pace, basically, okay? So that really helps fine-tune your running. So I could do a whole show on this, but we get into VO2 max and things like that, but your anaerobic threshold, that point at which you go, what we do with interval training more than anything is we're dancing over that line where you're going into oxygen debt We don't stay there too long. Do some hard work, bring you back over the fence, and then recover. Do it again. So if you know what that anaerobic threshold, we can do that with VO2 max testing and find out that, say, you go anaerobic or go into oxygen debt when your heart rate's, say, 162. So we purposely get that heart rate jacked up, maybe in the 180s, and then recover, bring it back down below your threshold. Actually, I like to get it down, you know, close to, you don't want to go on below like 110, 100, and then bam, we hit it again with another interval, okay? So that's kind of how that works. Moving forward with that, there's many different types of speed interval workouts that you can do. So I'm just going to go over a list here, and we'll probably get in a little bit more detail on them. But keep in mind that speed intervals can be worked using distance, time, or random pickups, using inanimate objects or human targets. So interval training could be by time, by distance, 400 meters on a track, whatever, catching up to the guy in front of you, go running fast, you catch him, and then dropping him, running to the tree that's ahead and slowing it down till you get to that next tree, things like that, okay? Old school track workouts, we mentioned that. This is from 100 meters up to about 1,600 meters. Speed play, which we do here in Houston on soft trails where you pick a nice straight, flat trail and do out and back. So you run out really hard, more linear workouts instead of an oval. And this helps you judge your distance and you know how to practice that kick for your races too, okay? Plus, it's a lot safer. I like to alternate speed work when we're in marathon season between track workouts and what I call speed play, where we do those out and backs, okay? So that prevents a lot of injuries. And tempo runs, these are usually shorter runs where you hold a pace, usually between 5K and 10K pace, but they're not really long workouts, probably no more than, you know, 3 miles or a chunk of a longer run. Tempo intervals, where you're doing little pickups at 5K pace, but then maybe adding some recovery jogs or walks in the middle. You get into VO2 max testing, you can get all this stuff tested out and you can kind of go by heart rate down the road, which is another whole ball game, okay? And then other things you can do is you can mix some speed in with your long runs and you can run your long runs at what I call a finish strong long run, where the last 3 miles you're running at 15K pace, ratchet down to 10K pace, and then finish up strong with 5K pace. And this would be after maybe you've run an 8 to 10 to 12 to, you know, 20 miler, okay? So other ways you can sprinkle speed in with long runs, okay? So let's take a quick break. I'm going to get into some of the nuts and bolts of a track workout. We're going to talk about that next, but we've got a lot of questions coming in, so you guys can still call us here, 866-472-5792. Last segment and most of the next segment will be answering your questions. So when we come back, we'll talk more about speed training, hill workouts, answer your questions, and we'll see you guys in about 3 minutes.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Don't just race, run off the beaten path with Run in Texas. Run in Texas events take you on running adventures in great Texas destinations and reward you with good food, great beer, a post-race party, and t-shirts you're proud to wear. Run in Texas events happen all over the Lone Star State, from moonlit beaches to wooded trails, vineyards to microbreweries, and DFW to South Padre Island. Run in Texas has one goal, to create great running events in the coolest places in Texas. So don't just race, run in Texas. Check out our race calendar at runintexas.com.
Have you been struggling to lose weight, get in shape, take your fitness to the next level, or train up for that next big event or race? Maybe it's time to hire a professional to help you build that momentum you need. Fitness trainer and running coach Michael Merlino can help you get back into the fitness game with results-driven programs focused on your health and athletic goals. Michael offers a wide array of services in the greater Houston area, including one-on-one and group strength training sessions and walking and running training programs to help you train for everything from a 5K to marathon level.
He also offers metabolic testing, corporate wellness, lunch and learn sessions, and more. Live outside of the Houston area? No problem. Michael will soon be offering online fitness and run coaching services no matter where you live. For more information on Michael's programs and fitness services, check out both of his websites at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. You may also email Michael at info@merlinofitness.com or call him at 713-523-2577.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are listening to Fitness Momentum with Coach Michael Merlino. We want to hear from you on today's show. Call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you're not near a phone or listening on demand, send us an email to info@merlinofitness.com. Now, back to Fitness Momentum.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and you're listening to Fitness Momentum. During this next segment, I want to continue our discussion on interval training. We're going to talk specifically about track workouts, which are one of my faves, and then we'll kind of get in a little bit on hill training, and we've got a lot of questions that have come in, so we're going to spend some time answering. I always get tons of questions on interval training, guys, so we've got some really good ones here, so we're going to go over those too, okay? So let's go back to our discussion on speed workouts. We talked about the different types of speed workouts, speed interval workouts, so I'm going to just go over some steps that I think you need to take if you're going to embark in interval training, and this would be more specifically measured speed workouts, like on more like track. Okay, so first you need to find some places to train. Okay, so the treadmill or the treadmill works, but most runners can't stand that. So you want to get outside and do the stuff outside if you can do it. You want to find a nice solid 400 meter high school track, middle school track, something that's in really good shape. You can find a nice bouncy rubberized surface. That's even better because that'll prevent injuries. A lot of them are concrete or asphalt, and that's okay, but you want to find the best surface you can if you're going to pick out a track out there to train on, okay? If you're doing out and backs, like I mentioned, I call them speed play, you want to find a nice, flat, uncrowded trail with a pretty good surface on it where you're not going to have to worry about, you know, stopping for people walking their dogs and things like that, okay? So bridges work great. That's about all we have in Houston. So bridges with sustained incline, not crazy incline, just good sustained incline work well. When you're getting into hill workouts, we'll get into a little bit later, and some nice rolling hills if you've got that in your area. Once again, we don't have much of that here. I think I've found every hill there is in Houston. There's not many because we're about 100 feet above sea level. So, in fact, when I trained for the New York City Marathon last year, I ran over this bridge in Kima, Texas, which is on the upper Galveston Bay. So it was perfect simulation for the bridges that I knew I had to negotiate at the New York City Marathon. So you want to think those things, think that through also on the type of terrain you're headed for with your race, okay? Step two is you got to get some gear for these interval workouts. So you definitely want to dress comfortable. If you usually wear a t-shirt, a tank top works better. You want loose clothing. In Houston it gets hot, so the less clothing the better usually, okay? You want to make sure your shoes are in good shape, like I mentioned. You wouldn't drive a real fast car with crappy tires, so you guys want to definitely freshen up your shoes if you've got too many miles on your shoes before you embark on intervals. You may want to get some specialty track shoes, which are lighter weight, built for track workouts. They don't work for everybody. They're a very minimalist shoe. So if you're a person that needs padding or needs support, you can just use your own running shoe. That'll do the trick. But there are every running line of shoes out there has their track shoes too, so you can check those out. Here in Houston, Fleet Feet has a pretty good selection of those. Stopwatch. I like the Timex Ironman for this. If you want to look at your splits, looking at your different times for different each 400 or whatever split you're doing. I love the Garmin 10, which is I call it the baby Garmin. That's great. So you can get a read on your pacing while you're knocking out your intervals. Okay, so that works really good. Retails for about $149. It's the less expensive Garmin. Greg McMillan, Coach Greg McMillan, who I love his stuff. You can go to McMillanRunning.com for his running calculator. That he also has an awesome app I'd recommend any runner purchase. It's $4.99. You can find it on Android and I believe on Apple, both. And it's called McRun. And that's a great way to put your race times in, do a 1 mile time trial, stick it in, crunch some numbers so you guys can find out what you can realistically do with these intervals, not just guessing. Because guessing, once again, can get you in to a doctor's office pretty quick. Okay, so that's a great little tool. If you want more information on how to use that, check out my last show I did on that show number 10. I think it was dated February 26th or 27th or 2021, something like that. So, all right. So heart rate monitor works pretty good. I'm not going to get too much into heart rate discussion, that even though that's another thing you can use for these workouts. But that's great for gauging your effort. And it's really good for gauging your recovery because you don't want that heart rate going down too low. You don't want to be too recovered from your intervals when you're doing them. Okay, are you kind of defeating the purpose? Okay, so that kind of helps. So types of track workouts. I just call it a flat workout. That's the same interval distance times so many repeats. So that'd be like 400 meters by 6 or 8. Okay, for example, with 400 meters of active recovery, which would be just light jogging another 400, or standing recovery where you just stop, catch your breath, stretch, hydrate, move on to your next interval, okay? Ladders, these are intervals that grow in distance with each repeat. So you may go from 100 to 200 to 400 to 800. You may do multiple sets of each one, so you may do a 2x1, a 2x2, a 2x4, a 2x8, for example. But you start low and you end high. Reverse ladder is the reverse of that. You start high, warm up, you start high. They may be 800 to 400 to 200 meter repeats with multiple repeats with each distance, okay? Of course, every track workout, you guys want to definitely warm up easy for at least a mile, stretch, and then you want to cool down after your workout for about a mile. That'd be optimal, okay? A pyramid would be where you start low, you go high, you come back down. So this would be like a 400-meter repeat. You climb to 800, you come back down to 400. Okay? There's many different variations of these. I just want to stick, to the basic ones out there for today. Train for a 5K to 10K. You want to probably keep it in the 100-meter to 600-meter range generally. Okay? The 5K people, 10K racers, they need to be doing some distance too, but distance for them may be running 4 to 6 miles during the week, okay? Or that may be their long run, okay? If you're training for marathon, half marathon, that would be more like the 400 meter to the 1600 meter range. I use 200s. We did 200s for our first track workout in the spring just to get people tuned up a bit, but we're going to get rid of those pretty quickly because most of those people in that group are marathoners or half marathoners, okay? Once again, play what if with a running calculator. So I love McMillan for that. You can plug in a recent race time to get even on that calculator what you should be running 100 meter at, what you should be running a 400 at, okay? So avoid the guesswork, guys. Just use one of these calculators like McMillan's, okay? You can do your own fast one-mile time trial, really hard, four laps on a track. Plug that in the calculator and get some numbers off of that for training. Or if you have a new race goal, like, you know, you want to break a 4 and you're like a 4:10 guy, you can put the 4-hour marathon in, play what if with it, and it's going to tell you what you're going to need to, you know, comfortably do these intervals at hard to get to the point where you can, you know, get close to that new PR at the marathon, half marathon distance, or really any race distance for that matter, okay? And then as your numbers improve, we talked about this in the last show, adjust those numbers accordingly and raise the bar if you need to do it, okay? So that's kind of the basics on track workouts. I want to kind of get into hills real quickly. Hills, another form of this, but they force the issue, okay? It's more freewheeling workouts. If you got to run up a hill, there's no way around it, guys. Your heart rate's going to increase. It's going to be harder to do that. So U.S. Olympic gold medalist Frank Shorter called hill workouts speed work in disguise, and for a good reason, because you're getting the solid interval workout in. You're building strength in your legs, power in your legs, which is really good, especially when you've got a race like New York, which has got multiple bridges or hills in it, okay? Hills will toughen you up. I like to start with hill intervals with beginners, like I mentioned, so I get their legs stronger and then throw them on the flats and do the speed workouts on a track. You don't really want steep hills. Those are no good. I see people cranking up these 45 incline hills. It's not the way to do it. I would pick some rolling stuff, and I would pick some steady inclines are best, okay? Some studies have shown that low incline and sustained incline will give you the most benefit. So when I'm looking at bridges and things, I don't want some crazy bridge, but I want something that's got a pretty steady incline to it, okay? Once again, that's tough in Houston. It may be easier for you where you live if you've got some rolling hills you're on, you know, in up in the mountains, okay? Many types of hill training. It's not as finite and as complicated as a speed workout. If you guys are just out there running hills, you're going to improve, you know? But you want to run them hard. You want to run through the peak of the hill and take some breaks in between, okay? Parking garages work. If you don't have a hill, I just warn you on those. When you take the turns in a parking garage, you want to actually walk the turns because you'll have too much toe in on one foot. You can mess your feet up doing that, okay? Bridges, once again, are great. The treadmill, yeah, you bet. That'll work too, especially when you get rainouts. And you can control the incline, which is really good, okay? I'd keep that to a minimum, though, and do most of it outside, okay? So that kind of gives you a rundown on that with form and technique on hills. You want to lean your chest into the hill as you're going up the hill. Lift your arms a little higher, your knees a little higher. Keep your line of sight up. Faster turnover with your feet. Maintaining your stride length but moving your feet quicker on the upside. Push off a little harder with your big toes on the climb. And you want to minimize running downhill too fast. Most of the injuries I see that come from hill training are on the downs, not the ups, ironically. So you'd think it'd be the other way around, okay? And they really help with your racing. They'll just give you this other gear. And when you see a hill during a race, you'll easily be able to destroy it, okay? So gives you that confidence. So let's take a quick break, guys. We come back. We're going to talk. I'm just going to answer a bunch of questions here, guys. We can fill out this next segment with a bunch of questions. So we'll be back in 3 minutes and we'll address your interval training questions.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you been struggling to lose weight, get in shape, take your fitness to the next level, or train up for that next big event or race? Maybe it's time to hire a professional to help you build that momentum you need.
Fitness trainer and running coach Michael Merlino can help you get back into the fitness game with results-driven programs focused on your health and athletic goals. Michael offers a wide array of services in the greater Houston area, including one-on-one and group strength training sessions and walking and running training programs to help you train for everything from a 5K to marathon level. He also offers metabolic testing, corporate wellness, lunch and learn sessions, and more. Live outside of the Houston area? No problem. Michael will soon be offering online fitness and run coaching services no matter where you live. For more information on Michael's programs and fitness services, check out both of his websites at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. You may also email Michael at info@merlinofitness.com or call him at 713-523-2577.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective, plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Don't just race, run off the beaten path with Run in Texas. Run in Texas events take you on running adventures in great Texas destinations and reward you with good food, great beer, a post-race party, and t-shirts you're proud to wear. Run in Texas events happen all over the Lone Star State, from moonlit beaches to wooded trails, vineyards to microbreweries, and DFW to South Padre Island. Run in Texas has one goal, to create great running events in the coolest places in Texas. So don't just race, run in Texas. Check out our race calendar at runintexas.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Fitness Momentum with Coach Michael Merlino. We want to hear from you on today's show. Call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you're not near a phone or listening on demand, send us an email to info@merlinofitness.com. Now, back to Fitness Momentum.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and you're listening to Fitness Momentum. This last segment, guys, I want to just spend the whole time. I've got about 6-7 questions here. So always get a ton of questions from runners that I work with over the phone, by way of the internet, on interval training. Okay, so it's not a mystery, but I think it's because when people go in that direction, they know it's going to be a lot more work and they want to make sure they're doing it right. So I totally agree with that. So I want to get into some of these questions. I got some really good ones here related to hill training, speed work, track, you name it. So we're going to go through as many of these as I can during this last segment. In fact, during this last segment, we're going to start doing a lot more questions. I'd love to have you guys calling too. You know, don't be shy. Call the show. I'd love to throw you on live here and we can talk to you on the show. So let's get right to it. I've got plenty of them here. First question I've got is from, I believe it's Telia in Houston. How can I go about interval training and not get injured? What speed can I attain safely yet improve my performance? I find that I can go fast for a number of weeks and then end up getting injured sometime later. I currently run 8:30 tempo pace and a 9:15 easy pace. Okay, good question. Always a big concern as a coach about injuries with interval training, and interval training is a little bit more risky, guys, because you're running faster. Okay, the key is the recovery. You know, intervals, by definition, have to have recovery in there, right? So you have to have adequate recovery. Another reason I see people get injured, they don't warm up adequately. They just literally just jump out of the car and start the workout. So I recommend at least 1 mile of easy running, stretching, some bounding drills, some strides to let the legs know they got to do some work. Then you go right into your full-blown interval workout. So that usually helps a lot. And a cool down afterwards really helps, okay? As far as what speed, I kind of answered that question during the show. So I would use one of these calculators. I would go out and run the fastest 5K you can, nice, you know, in good weather. Put that in the McMillan calculator. That'll spit back the times you should be running your splits at, okay? And McMillan's pretty smart about it. I mean, he has improvement baked into the equation so that the intervals you get will help you improve to that next level so your next race is stronger. So good question there, okay? Let me move forward. I've got many, many here. Here's one from one of my superstars here in Houston, Manad. Manad just completed her first marathon at the Woodlands Marathon, so I'm real proud of her. She's a Seattle native, landed in Texas. I don't know how that happened. I think it was the Med Center had something to do with it. And now it's flat as a pancake, and I think she went back to train there for one weekend, and she actually got injured doing some downhill stuff. So her question is, I've gotten used to running hills in Texas, which isn't much here in Houston. Now that I'm moving back to Seattle, she's going back, there are hills, and then there are tons of hills. They've got grades upwards of 20%. There's a temptation to find a killer hill, which is, as you know, got her in trouble the first time. So her question is how to approach these hills going back to Seattle. And that kind of I kind of answered that earlier too, but you know, trying to find steady inclines. I like to mix the workouts out where sometimes you've got some rollers in there, sometimes you've got steady inclines. Bridges are better for that if you can do it where it's safe to do it. But definitely I do not recommend, you know, seeing that hill and I'm going to attack that hill and it's like a 30% grade, just ridiculous grade. That just really loads up the calf muscles and it'll put a lot of load on the knees. So I wouldn't recommend that at all. So I guess what I'm saying, Manaj, you're going to have to ratchet that down a little bit and just maybe find some trails where you've got some more rolling hills and work those. And then, of course, it's always about that next race and what the terrain looks for that race and trying to mimic that. Okay? Hope that helps. Next question is from Asim. Asim actually trained with me here in Houston, too. He ran his first marathon here in Houston Marathon, completed in 4 hours, 38 minutes. He also did strength training with me. We do an outdoor strength training classes for runners here in Houston. He was running 9-minute pace upwards to mile 16, and then his speed dropped off dramatically. His calf and his quads started giving out on him, lost some strength late. His question is, can speed and hills improve his PR time? And the short answer is yes. Yes, it can. Mentioned this a little bit earlier, but hill training increases the strength and power in the legs. And it really improves the strength in the climbing muscles, hip flexors, things like that. So practicing that is going to give you a little more staying power. Even when you guys run a flat course, a lot of people think, yeah, I don't need hills because I'm running a flat as a pancake course. Well, hill training is still going to help you negotiate that course better, you know, so it's going to give you this little kick even on the flat. So yeah, definitely. And then speed training is just going to allow you to run harder, faster. It's going to allow you to reset your pacing during the season so you can actually have a faster predicted marathon pace going into your race, which really helps. Okay. So that's how we get fast. You know, you earn your way up to a new pace by a new personal best at the lower level races, 5K, 10K. And then when you've earned up to that, you can crunch these numbers, do your 400 meter work on tracks, the track and things like that. And then as you get faster, you raise the bar on your speed workouts too. Okay. See what else we have here. I've got Michael James from Houston. All my runners are sending me questions here. Michael ran a 3:40 marathon. He just ran the Austin Marathon. So he had a great race there. One of my faster runners, actually. But Michael's a guy who he does speed and hills with us, you know, during our entire season. So what's a reasonable goal to shoot for his next race? Assuming if he keeps doing what he's doing, Michael, I definitely think just in my head, we could shave 15 minutes off that time. I think we could get you in under 3:30. 3:25 is what I'm thinking. So I think your goal should be shooting for that 3:25. Plug that 3:25 into the calculator, by the way, my friend, if you're listening, and that's going to crunch out what that 5K needs to look like, that 10K needs to look like to get to that level. So when you do your warm-up races, your goal is to do your speed and hills and try to crush those races and try to PR to get that PR, to get those numbers down to what it should be relative to the marathon time you want, that's your goal for the race, okay? So I hope that helps. All right? I've got more, guys. I'll save them. We'll get them maybe in future shows. So getting close to show close here, so we're going to wrap it up. That's it for today's show. I hope you learned a little bit more about intervals today, and you know, maybe I've given you enough information. You guys can go out there and start tinkering with this. Just throw them into your workout a little bit. Everyone's got the ability to get faster. So don't buy this, oh, I can't get faster, woe is me stuff. You guys can do it, but you gotta go to the other side and get out of your comfort zone a little bit, okay? Never want to leave you guys without some homework or something to think about. So here's this week's assignment, runners. My question to you today is, do you have the need for speed? And if you do, I want you guys going out there and doing some intervals. And I think what you'll see is dramatic improvement over 12 weeks if you do it. So ease into it, not full-blown sprints, but just ease into the workouts. And have any questions concerning that, by all means, email me, okay? Have any questions about today's show, guys? Again, email us. All these episodes are available now on podcast format on Stitcher and iTunes, so check that out. You can check out my websites at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. Also, thanks to our show sponsor, Run in Texas. Check out runintexas.com for over 20 cool and fun races here in the great state of Texas. So thanks for tuning in today, guys. Get out and rock some intervals. I hope you join us the next time on the Fitness Momentum Radio Show. Take care, and as always, run strong.
Thanks for tuning in to Fitness Momentum with your host, Coach Michael Merlino. Be sure to check us out again next Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great weekend and a healthy week ahead.